International trade agreements were also discussed, especially the soon-to-be-signed one with Canada, which has run into a last-minute snag. According to press reports, the EU member states are ready to give new guarantees to Wallonia so that the Belgian region accepts the trade deal between Europe and Canada. The talks are at the level of ambassadors. If there's an agreement, the heads of states and governments will approve this on Friday.
And the Walloons don't go down without a fight. The European Commission learnt that the hard way. Wallonia, our up of the week, has certainly taken the trade policy of the European Union hostage. They could do this because the Commission agreed to give decision-making power to national and regional parliaments in this field. Why is the French-speaking Belgian region blocking the free trade agreement with Canada? The reasons are political, say the critics. Not so, according to the head of the Walloon government, Paul Magnette. He's defending the interests of European citizens. Take a look at this interview.
Are you going to give your green light for the EU-Canada free trade deal? I clearly said we have to follow the benchmarks that were set by my parliament, and I told that to the European Commission 1 year ago. It turns out that the Parliament of Wallonia has the same powers as all the other national parliaments in the EU. If we don't sign it, we don't ratify the treaty. It will never come to fruition. I always said I supported a treaty with Canada, a well-developed treaty, but we expect guarantees on social and environmental standards, human rights, consumer protection. So therefore, I am still waiting to see which text the Commission will come up with. Is that a clear no? Are you ready to negotiate further? I already said it's not a point-blank no, it's not a veto. I told the Commission what our remaining difficulties were last Monday. But I did add which shortfalls still remain in terms of protecting our agriculture, in terms of arbitration rules or techniques. I also wanted to make sure that only truly Canada-based companies with real business activities in Canada could use the treaty, so it avoids becoming a Trojan horse for multinationals from other countries.